He's a very skillful big guy that can spread the floor. You know, when he came in and worked out for us, I thought he did a solid job. You know, we try to put our guys in situations to see how they read and react, both offensively and defensively. I think his basketball IQ is very high. His ability to spread the floor, from the three-point line, he can put the ball on the floor. He can pass the ball. So his ability to stretch the floor, I thought was, the main thing that he did well. You know, defensively, he's going to have to work in that area, but we feel we can work with him.
And obviously, there were some people that thought maybe he could project a three at some point. You guys, what do you view him as an NBA player?
I think he's a four. He's a spread four, pretty much with this league. Is going to a big that can shoot the ball, his ability to put the ball on the floor. He'll be able to, I think, play with Miles, play with Thaddeus, with his length. And, he adds versatility to our roster.
Nate, what do you expect to get out of him right away? With him coming right into camp, do you expect to use him big minutes right away, or how do you expect to use him?
Well, I think the first thing is to get him signed, and hopefully he'll be able to play with our summer league team and just allow him to play. I think he has a great feel for the game. I really love his spirit. He came in, workout was really good when I had the opportunity to speak with him. A very positive kid, a very confident kid, believes in team basketball, believes in playing the game the right way. The first thing is to get him here, get him signed, and hopefully he can play with the summer league team and get an opportunity to play with some of our guys.
Projecting forward, how does he fit in with Miles and other players that you have? What does he bring, and how do you play with him in the lineup?
Well, I think IQ is huge. His versatility, his ability to spread the floor. He certainly can play with Miles. I think Miles is more of a 5-4, and TJ is a 4. We'll be able to play 5 one day in this league, once he puts on some weight. But, just his, with the two of them, those guys, their ability to shoot the ball, he can be a pick-and-pop guy. I think you can play him at the elbow and allow him to, play the pivot. His ability to pass the ball. I think he just adds versatility, to the lineup. And you need shooting. And I think that's his strength, his ability to shoot the ball and put the ball on the floor.
Nate, there's a lot of other guys out there. How much did you guys look at OG Anunoby?
We looked at, all the guys. And, we felt that, TJ was the best fit for us. Our guys really liked him as far as the guys we were looking at. During the draft, I had the opportunity to, luckily we had the opportunity as a coaching staff to get him in and get him in front of the coaches. A lot of these guys we didn't have the opportunity to see. So he was the guy that, we felt comfortable with. If he was there, we were going to take it.
Nate, is there a current NBA guy that you look at TJ Leaf and say, if he really develops, this is the kind of player he can be?
Well, I really like his length. I like his ability to, play catch and shoot basketball. His ability to, play off the ball. I think he's a pick and roll guy, and again, he just adds versatility. Is there a guy right now? I can't, he's young, only one season, and I can't think of a guy right now that I would compare his game to. But 6'9", 7-footers coming into this league and being able, especially the power forwards, being able to shoot that ball from the 3-point line. There's a premium on guys like that, and he just brings that versatility, I think, to the roster.
And I believe you guys interviewed TJ in Chicago at the Combine. Just what did you learn about him? And I guess as an organization, what did you learn about TJ in Chicago and in this workout a few weeks ago?
Well, I wasn't in the interview in Chicago. I did interview him here after the workout, and I had the opportunity to spend some time. And as I mentioned, you know, a good spirited kid that understands how to be a professional. You know, his father, you know, played the game, has taught him well. I think he's ready for this level, and ready for, you know, the challenge that is in front of him. You know, so you know, he's a kid that is going to come in. I think he's going to work his behind off to do whatever we ask him to do. And I'm excited to have him on board. You know, again, I hope that we can, you know, get everything, you know, far as getting him signed and allowing him to play with our summer league team so that we can get him out there right away.
There were various points during the season where you talked about the power of the league and how it has transformed, where you have stretch fours and stretch fives and the ability to be versatile in that sort of position. How much do you guys believe that TJ can fill that role or that need that you guys sort of recognized during the season playing other teams who had someone specifically able to do that before in the five spot?
I certainly think he can do that. You know, he played in a system where there was a lot of ball movement. You know, he played up and down. You know, he played with the kid ball, and you know, he was one of the guys that was on the receiving end of, you know, getting up and down the floor in transition. You know, the ability to you know, stretch the floor, and you know, at that power forward position. Now, you really need that guy to be able to shoot the ball.
Hey, I heard you right. Did you play with Tom Chambers?
I did.
Is this kid like Tom Chambers?
You know, Tom was a post-up. He could finish in transition. Tom was probably more athletic. But I think his ability in the half court to, you know, just be able to play the game. And I think that will, you know, translate to our guys being able to play off of him or playing with him. He's a guy that I think you can put him out there and he'll be able to fit in with whoever you put out on the floor with him, because I think he just has a really good feel for the game. I mean, we post him up. Tom did shoot the three. He could finish.
You can top Tom Chambers. Top Tom Chambers. But I'm putting him out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, when I played, Tom was an all-star, and there were some similarities.
Nate, with TJ having been born in Israel and spent a lot of time there, and being the son of a coach who played professionally. What did you maybe see in his personality and maturity and just his background that speaks to some of that?
Well, just the kid just was excited to be here and to be working out. And, you know, these guys have gone through a number of workouts before, you know, coming to us. And, you know, he was ready to go. He had a really good workout. He, you know, brought energy. He had a good motor. You know, doing that workout, and you know, when I had the opportunity to spend some time with him, after the workout, you know, we had a good conversation, and you know, just polite young man, humble, understands where he's going and what he needs to do, and I think he's going to be, you know, a pro. And I think he's going to be a successful pro. You know, years ago we drafted a kid, Nick Collison, when I was in Seattle, we thought he would be a 10-year pro and would remain with that organization. I can see that with TJ, that type of guy that will have success, will be solid, will get better and improve, and, you know, represent this organization well.
Nate, was there much conversation in the war room about, you know, a D1 deal that would move you up in the draft or that type of thing, or did it just, was it kind of clear cut all the way through that you were picking at 18?
It was all kinds of, it's always all kinds of conversations. And you know, you're conversating, or they are conversating, from pick one until this draft is over. So it's always conversation. You know, where teams are calling and you are communicating with teams, and all kinds of conversations. And you know, when we saw that we were going to have the 18th pick, we knew who we wanted to take.